Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna. Listen and watch at WGNSradio.com.
Rutherford Issues powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. And a reminder, the 24th annual Earth Day celebration is Saturday, April 26th. It'll be 10 to 2 on the Murfreesboro Square. MTE will have their Energy Hub trailer there, equipped with the interactive energy efficiency displays. Kids are going to have a great time with all the Kids Zone stuff that's going on out there. Free fun for the whole family the 26th of April, not this Saturday, but the following. It'll be on the square 10 to 2. You can find out more information at rcearthday.com. We're headed to the state capitol this morning, and with his best golf voice, Mike Sparks is joining us here this morning. Are you on the House floor?
Yeah, I am. They're reading off an SPR 25 regarding a proposed amendment to Article 1, Section 15 of the Constitution of the United States to remove the right of bail for the following offenses when the proof is evident or the presumptive grade of act of terrorism, second-degree murder, aggravated rape of a child, aggravated rape, grave torture, or any other offense for which a defendant is convicted could not be released prior to the expiration of at least 85% of the entire sentence imposed. They're reading that off. We've got a few constitutional amendments that we're hearing. But how's things going for you, Brian?
Going well. Pretty busy, obviously, and busy there, it sounds like. Now, what you were just mentioning, would that be a constitutional change that would have to be voted on and then voted on by the people, referendum?
Yes, my understanding, it's got to be read three times up here at the Tennessee General Assembly, and we just had two other readings. Let me see, I stepped out here on the east porch overlooking the Hermitage, and Andrew Jackson, folks that have been up here know where I'm talking about. But this other constitutional amendment is prohibit the General Assembly from levying, authorizing, or otherwise permitting a state property tax. Like I say, that has to be heard three times. They just read that one off as well. And I have another one here that was...
So when you say that they're reading these, are they all being read three times this session before they can be sent to referendum?
My understanding... Let me ask this guy that's pretty knowledgeable right here. Hell, these three constitutional amendments, they all have to be read in three years, right?
They have to be read three times on the floor of
both houses.
They have to pass the... Year one, 50 and 17. Year two was 66.
Terry, Phyllis is Brian Terry. Hey, Brian, Dr. Terry.
Brian Barrett, WGS.
Hey. Hi. Hey there. Who knew you were going to be on the air, right?
am I on the air right now?
Yeah.
He doesn't want to go on the air. I just threw the phone at him. He's an attorney. So it has to be read. Three times on the House floor.
Yep.
And pass on both houses. Okay. Exact same language. And what's the vote percentage has to be?
Well, first time it's just a constitution majority, second time it's a two-thirds.
Okay, the second time two-thirds. Okay.
And then the third time I would assume two-thirds as well.
Yes.
Yeah,
I just have to have an attorney standing beside me that knows that's more knowledgeable about legalese than I am.
Yeah, he may sue you for putting him on the air without his knowledge, prior knowledge.
he'll probably give me a hard time here a little bit, you know. Anyway, sometimes these attorneys are useful for something, you know. Dad, did you want to get into that? We've got that Scott's a picky bill that's been controversial.
Yeah.
You know, I've got folks back home, coaches calling me and texting me and principals.
So let me ask one more question about this, and we'll kind of dive into it. So these are two or three separate what would be constitutional amendments. So this is the first year that these are being brought. So we're 3 years from even it passing the House and Senate, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Gotcha. Interesting. So we'll kind of keep an eye on that. Yeah, you mentioned House Bill 25. Scott Zapicki with this, and it basically, let me see if I can read this text, clarifies that the one-time transfer provision, this is for high school athletes, is for a student's first transfer and must be specific academic, social, emotional, environmental, or mental health reasons. Requires the sending member to attest that the transfer is not due to disciplinary reasons. And there's a bit of an amendment regarding students placed in foster care. Clarifies how a public school shall not join an association that regulates interscholastic athletics unless the association allows the one-time transfers. So this is really kind of going head-to-head with the TSSAA, the Tennessee Secondary School Athletic Association. They have a version. This bill is a different version that allows for one-time transfer anytime. I think there are restrictions on the TSSAA transfer, but what are some people saying about that to you?
Well, I know that I hope you don't mind mentioning Principal Larry Creasy had contacted me, and I just talked to them this morning because they're kind of lobbying me, kind of hard to vote for. Folks up here, back home, they're not. I don't plan on supporting them. I mean, it's up here in just a few minutes, and I'll just read off their concerns because I'm not as knowledgeable about this issue as you or Principal Creasy or anybody else that deals with athletics on an everyday basis. But here's what he has said. This is from Greg Wyatt. He says, I'm the athletic director here at Siegel High School, a member of the TSSAA Legislative Council for 6 years. I've been in athletics my entire life, and I have 35 years in Tennessee as a coach, athletic director. At that time, I've seen many changes in high school athletics. I've seen the implementation of many bylaws, changes to TSSAA. Some that I do not agree with when first implemented, but over time I have come to understand the reason for these changes. Change is sometimes slow because the TSSAA wants to do what is right for their membership. This is one of the things that I greatly appreciate about how they handle business athletics in our state. They want to do what is best for our schools, and especially student athletics. I believe that putting eligibility rules into state is law is problematic. It may ultimately lead to the demise of all transfer restrictions due to potential legal challenges that we feel confident will arise, and they will. Codifying eligible rules into state laws full of unintended consequences will lead in the same type situations that we're seeing in states that have done the same. Please research West Virginia, Arkansas, and Florida. I've talked to athletic directors and school officials in these states. To a person, they would like to go back and reverse those states' decisions on transfers. With my involvement at the national level at the Federation of State High School Athletics and National Interscholastic Athletic Administrator Association, I've seen how Tennessee is a leader in high school athletics across the nation. This due to strong, sound leadership within TSSAA. We don't want to become the wild, wild west like the NCAA or Florida. I respectfully ask you to vote no on House Bill 25. Thanks for your time and feel free to reach out with any questions. I mean, that's what I heard this morning after Representative Pickey has been asking me about it, you know. So anyways, I don't know if he's got the votes. He's working it hard, so it's probably going to be close up here. But anyways, I know you're pretty more well-versed with this issue than probably most lawmakers up here, Brian.
Well, the thing I see about it is, I mean, and this is the 1,000-foot view, but the TSSAA, and that's what Greg Wyatt was just saying there, they're working on that, but it's not to Scott's liking. So, you know, he's just going to pass this legislation to kind of cram it down their throat, you know, when they have been working diligently on it and trying to work together. But it seems kind of personal for him, at least from what I know, because maybe a relative or family member had an issue and couldn't play for a year, had to sit out, that kind of thing. And now it's just become something really big.
I'm not sure of the details. I know he has a son that I believe is playing for or will play for University of Memphis, and then Scott's a former professional baseball player. You know, and that's one area where the media comes in, which, in all due respect to y'all, I mean, you can't cover everything, and Tennessee can't cover everything. Dave Gold with Merkle Post can't cover everything, but that's why the press is very important to shed a light on issues and have full transparency when it comes to, you know, state and local government, whether it's school board, county commission, the landfill, or whatever other issue that we may be dealing with. I don't think we have enough coverage. You know, this bill, I don't think it's really been covered that much. I tried to do some quick information on it because I just thought it may be of interest to you and your listeners.
This is Mike Sparks, isn't it? Is this the guy
that
always rails on the media and they don't do their job? And
But that's why we need media. That's why we need transparency. I mean, that's why I went back to school. You know, it's kind of cool that really what I was upset with motivated me to do something about it. You know, I mean, I started my own TennesseeLedger.com newspaper. I mean, I try to put some things out there in a positive way, but some things aren't always positive. I mean, you know, it's not positive when you have, a jogger on over by Oakland Manor jogging and was, attacked by a 23-year-old male. I mean, somebody needs to cover that stuff. And y'all do a good job with that. I mean, y'all covered that fatality. I believe it was a motorcyclist that was killed. And that's what I like about y'all, because putting transparency out there and covering issues to make a positive difference is being a good neighbor, like WGNS, you know. And I know that y'all care deeply about these issues. Sadly, the media, in many cases, if it's chaotic, they're going to cover it. If it's making a difference in people's lives, they probably ain't going to cover it. And it's like the predatory lending. I mean, you've probably seen where I railed against my own party up here. You know, no one's covering that because they're in on the deal. I mean, the media, for the most part, they're selling the advertising to these Title Max and Advanced Finance and Check Into Cash, and they're really just putting a boot on the neck of the poor. Someone needs to cover it, you know. But that's case in point right there. Exactly. Why doesn't anybody cover that? Even my LAs, who are African-American, I mean, my interns who were in media, couldn't believe they haven't covered John DeBerry, who's the first African-American to be on the first floor of the state capitol here, hired by the governor. You know, Democrat Party took him off the ballot. He marched with Dr. King. These young African-American girls were shocked that no one has covered that story. I said, see what I'm talking about? I can't make this stuff up, but... Anyways, you hit a nerve with me when it comes to that kind of stuff. But what they meant for evil against John DeBerry, God used it for good because he ended up lifting him up, and he's a louder voice. They tried to censor him, but his voice got louder. So, anyways, it's not just me. My interns have witnessed the truth when they see it personally, you know. But anyways, I just thought maybe some issues you may want to, you know.
Yeah, well.
Because you're a big sports guy.
Just to kind of understand, this new rule from the TSSAA states that student-athletes can transfer once without changing their address and retain their eligibility. And kind of NCAA version of that is like this transfer portal. So you can, like Nico from the University of Tennessee, just to get more money, go somewhere else. And, you know, there's NIL money, name, image, and likeness, in the high school level too. So, you know, what is that to keep someone from being able to go from one place to the other without moving from one school to the other, go from Smyrna High School to Stewart's Creek High School one time without any strings attached, never move, and for athletic reasons. So, and the TSSAA had handled it, but I don't think it had the full, or they're working to put a handle on that. And the executive director, Mark Reeves, told lawmakers last week that codifying their association rules with this particular piece of legislation is, quote, a slippery slope due to the very likely result that this would lead to an eventual elimination of any transfer restrictions. And that's the wild, wild west that Greg Wyatt was talking about.
Yeah, that's what I was going to mention. I mean, Wyatt, you know, he's got, 35 years, you know, invested in this and probably much more knowledgeable than, I would argue is more knowledgeable than every lawmaker up here. But sometimes that's why you need advocates. That's why you need people to come up and meet with a representative to kind of say why this could be detrimental to their local athletic programs. And I appreciate Larry Creasy for reaching out, because he hadn't been silent with me on this. In fact, that's why I'll be a no today. But I know Scott's working it hard. And one thing I'll give Scott some credit for, someone criticized him in the well today, you know, when he was had a bill on education. And his heart is in the right place when it comes to education. I don't know the beef with the background of the athletics, but, I mean, this guy is just dedicated. He's a pit bull when it comes to education, whether it's childhood behavior, you know, the disciplinary issues, some of the grading systems that I think the teachers feel aren't very fair in many cases. But Scott has dedicated his life to that. I mean, this may be one bill I'm just not gonna line up with him on.
Well, it has passed the Senate. It's going to be taken up in just a few minutes on the House. So keep us updated how that goes, Mike. Okay.
I will. Well, thank you so much, Brian. Have a great day.
Absolutely. You too. And don't forget, you can catch Mike every Sunday afternoon with Conversations with Mike Sparks here on WGNS as well. That's going to do it for our conversation here on Rutherford Issues. Have a wonderful day. See you back next time.